Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, welcome to Soul Purpose Tuesdays here on Master Griot Radio. Well, we're using the Soul Purpose Tuesdays today for a little different format. And I apologize that we have been extremely late in this show. So what we're going to do today, we're still going to do our Soul Purpose, but we're going to reschedule it. And we're going to come back at the 1 o'clock hour. So we will be back 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today with the Soul Purpose. I got so caught up in my work that I ran late for the show. And then Blog Talk, unfortunately, wouldn't let me in. So I've been for the past 20 minutes just trying to get in. So I'm holding up both of my lines because I called in on the caller's line and I called in on the host line. But you know what? We'll still get through. So we're going to just, right now, just listen to our theme piece, Whole Woman by Master Griot Artist Rhapsody, as we just chime in for today. And when we come back, Soul Purpose Tuesdays, we're going to join in with the Black Business Space Value Tour and help them today kick off their special show, the Black Business Space Value Tour. They're on a 6-day promotional blitz. This is day 2 of the promotional blitz, and we're going to make it a real soul purpose day. We're going to add a real purpose for this day, and that's to kick off that show and talk about the purpose of the Black Business Space Value Tour, and we're going to blitz it out in soul purpose style. And so we're just asking for all to join us, and also too, while you are here, and you've opened up this show, please take the time and read through and get to know the Native American community. These are one of the communities that we outreach with in Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company. And I just need to let you guys know that I have Jacqueline Taylor Adams and the Master Griot Project have launched our partnership with Soul Purpose Lifestyle. We're featured in Power Magazine, and you see our beautiful ad. We're looking for professionals in the hair care, beauty, spa, and wellness industries to support our smart marketing workshops and to partner with us in the distribution of spoken word. So that is our sole purpose for today. As I stated, we're going to listen to our theme song, Oh Woman by Rhapsody. And your soul purpose mission for this moment in time is to seek and get to know people in the Native American community. Really, what does it mean? Just tell us about any special nuances or different things that you know and misconceptions that we may have. We are here to empower the Native American community. I am looking for women, Native American women guests, people to be guests on our show. So if you know of any Native American women, I would love for them to be a guest on our show here on Soul Purpose Tuesdays. And just let us know so we can clear misconceptions and truly define, because we just know from the dawn of time when the Europeans landed on this land, they have worked to totally disenfranchise the Native American community. And we're here about empowering, and that's our soul purpose. And as women, in that special way, we want to empower one another. So we're going to welcome you, Soul Purpose style, and move into our theme song, and then be back at 1 p.m.
If we could, we'd ask you to come in and have a cup of tea. You notice the aromatic tea from Vietnam, sweetened with delicious organic honey from West Africa, and poured into the beautifully designed and comforting tea bowl from Japan. You might snuggle up to the soft throw from India on the couch. The conversation's so good, we light a couple of candles from the American Northwest. We'd become friends. We'd take care of each other. And with that particular gift women have, we'd make each other stronger, happier, better, and more beautiful. We like to bring you the world. We like to bring you joy. You deserve it. It's our sole purpose.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? I have so much to do. I need help. I'm not doing something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. Be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith, and to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication, and to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes, when God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we seek God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me. A whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Amen.